sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends, grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ and from the Holy Spirit, who blows in and flips and fires up and fills our tables and our hearts for radical welcome and faithfulness. Amen? On this Pentecost day, here at Bethlehem, the confirmation of four faithful hearts, young faithful hearts, Lucy, Sam, Mackenzie, and Micah, the Holy Spirit blows in on you, on all of us, and flips, fires up, and fills your tables and your hearts. That story that we read today from Acts chapter 2, did you hear it? The Holy Spirit, it says, blows in. This is after Jesus' resurrection. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, Penta means 50, Pentecost, 50 days of Easter, we've been celebrating, and now what? Now the people are told to get together. I think that means virtually or in person. Gather together, check. Here you are. Here we are, all of us, online, in audio, in person. Here we are. Jesus told us to do it, so we do. Just like Jesus told us to break bread. Jesus told us to dip down into those baptismal waters. So we do. And now Jesus is telling us to gather together. And so here we are, waiting. Come, Holy Spirit, we sing. Vene Sancte Spiritu, the ancient Latin goes. Come, Holy Spirit. Okay, we're waiting. This is the beginning of the Christian church, by the way. This first image here of people from all over the place, from all different walks of life, all different parts of the world, all different skin tones and backgrounds, sitting there, waiting. That's what we mark today in part. And it's a great day for all of us to confirm our faith, not just our young adults here, for all of us to confirm our faith, to affirm our baptisms as we wait, as we sit there, and cry out, come Holy Spirit. Hey, what's it look like to think, what is this baptism all about? What is this faith? What is this journey of the Christian all about? How's that baptismal covenant go, those five parts? As we wait, we can reflect on that. And then, as we're gathered together, trying to be faithful, trying to do the things that the church does, as we're gathered together, whether we're ready for it or not, in she rushes, the Holy Spirit, to flip our tables and our hearts. That's the first part. Holy Spirit flips us, flips our tables, flips our hearts. That is, she makes everything new, rather abruptly, to say the least. That's the first thing Holy Spirit does on this confirmation day, on this Pentecost day. How is she flipping our tables? What new things are before us? What does a post-quarantine Bethlehem look like? What does a post-quarantine society look like? Remember all those memes about a year ago about how when we're back, we're going to be so much better. When we emerge from this pandemic, from this quarantine season, remember that a year ago? It said things like, we won't get back to normal, we'll be better. And then we see our sinful nature in the mirror, and by that I mean on screens. We see people hoarding gas now instead of toilet paper. Are we emerging better? And yet, God's people aren't done here. Affirming our baptisms, all of us, along with Lucy, Sam, Micah, and Mackenzie. The Holy Spirit family is in the midst of being flipped having our tables and our hearts flipped. Behold, we say through the Easter and throughout the year, God is doing a new thing, even if we can't, even if we're not emerging better. God is opening up ways where we didn't think there could be ways. New definitions of family, everyone having a place, a little flame over everyone's head. People from all over the world gathered together. We're getting flipped by the Holy Spirit, both our tables and our hearts. And also, we're getting fired up. Fired up with clean hearts and clean tables now. It's time, friends, to sit back and let the Holy Spirit cook up something good. So, I felt like I did a... Last night we had our rehearsal dinner for confirmation here today. And I felt like I did a terrible job last night of organizing enough food, just getting the basics of a potluck together. People are so willing and generous. It just felt. Poor families, you show up, we're short on sides, and short on where's the plates, or any utensils, any ketchup, nothing. And you know what? It came together anyway. And it was so much fun last night, I have to say. The Holy Spirit cooked up something good. A couple of you made a quick run to the store. Kids painted their pots and planted things while we waited. We had some refreshing beverages. And even after we were done with our meal and with the rehearsal and the presentation of the crosses, it was all, we kept hanging out. We added an hour to the time, just talking and laughing. Seeing one another in person after all this time, kids playing out in the field, kicking soccer ball. Micah says to me on the way home, that was so much fun. And I'm thinking, but we didn't have forks and ketchup. It wasn't about the physical food at all. We got fed. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever been to an event when the Holy Spirit does the cooking? And let me clarify, fired up in Holy Spirit terms isn't magic. Food didn't just magically appear last night. Took some improvising, took some patience, took some generosity. Fired up in Holy Spirit terms means passion. Fire for community. Fire for justice and peace. In the midst of a cruel and broken world, Christ fires us up for the opposite. For mercy, joy, hope, forgiveness, peace in the face of brutality and violence, justice in the face of bigotry and racism and environmental degradation. There's a lot the Holy Spirit does with us. And a new cleared off table. After she flips the table, she fills the table. And Holy Spirit fills our tables with goodness, friends. Somehow we receive enough. And then more than enough. She fills our hearts, too. We are fed. And then we have even more to share. One of my favorite stories from this confirmation class of 2020, I put 2020 in quotes because you should have been confirmed back in October, but we put it off here until this May. One of my favorite stories from this confirmation class is when we went out for Lido's pizza. Do you remember that? Those of you who were there. I think this was one of our first sessions because we had just gone over to the Ridgely's house and we had taken a whole day just to talk about the first part of the baptismal covenant, that is, what it means to live among God's faithful people. And after listening to dear Hannah Laura and Dennis share a bit about their faith, and particularly about why they stick, especially when bad things happen in their lives, you know, bad things, struggle's real, so why do you stick? That's what we went over to ask them about. What is it about church and the community of the faithful? It was powerful. And on the way home, we stopped to grab some lunch. We stopped at Lido's Pizza. And we accidentally ordered way too much. We didn't understand how those trays of Lido's Pizza worked. So just if you don't know Lido's, they serve pizza basically on cafeteria trays. And apparently, one pizza is two of those trays. And so each of us got our own pizza. So we doubled the size. And everyone ate more than enough. And then went home with pretty much a whole other tray of pizza, untouched, to share with their families. Remember that? We were laughing, we were full of food, and we were ready to share. That's how Holy Spirit does it. She doesn't just upset our hearts and tables. She doesn't just flip. And she doesn't just turn up the temperature in issues of justice and peace in our hurting world. She doesn't just fire us up. She also fills us. She also overflows us with goodness and joy that we don't even necessarily deserve. She fills us with grace and overabundance of it. That's what it means to abide in Christ in Christian community. And this is our prayer for you, Lucy, and Sam, and Micah, and Mackenzie. This is our prayer for you, and for one another too, for all who walk this journey of the faith, that you might always know this love, this forgiveness, this grace, this God who flips, fires up, and fills you, no matter what you do or have to say about it. We pray that you would know, as you affirm God's first saying yes to you in the waters of baptism, we pray that you would remember this grace never, ever leaves you. This God never, ever abandons you. This Holy Spirit never stops challenging you and comforting you. This is most certainly true. You are living in the embrace of a radically welcoming, powerfully challenging, graciously filling God whose name is love. It is so good. So good. And so we go, laughing, full of food, ready to share. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!